So today is the auspicious Tiroba Mahotsav of Sringa Thakur. And we don't know very much about him, but what few things we've heard and read, we can try to repeat. And try to imbibe some of the teachings that he is embodying by his life and precept. First of all, in this bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur, we're glorifying the Nitya Parikars of the Lord, the eternal associates of Lord Gauranga. And how in the mood of viraha bhav and great separation, they're banging their head, they're smashing their, banging their head on the rock. Oh Gaur, oh Gaur, oh Gaur, oh Gauranga, 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 where are you? Kaha, kaha, where, how can we live without you? You've left us here and you've gone off to Nityanavadvipa and you're dancing and you're prem nritya, prem nach. Prem Nache, you're dancing in your Prem Nam Sankirtan. But what are we without you? We are a body without a heart, a head without a brain. We cannot live without you. Gauranga kaha, kaha, kaha. You have gone, Das Goswami is gone, Rupa Goswami is gone. So Sringa Thakur, he also felt that way because he had darshan of Lord Chaitanya. He had the association of Lord Chaitanya and engaged in the Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya. So this eternal associate of the Lord, Sringa Thakur, this is the day of his ascension, the day that he entered the Nitya Lila of the Lord. Sringa Thakur, he lived at the time of Lord Chaitanya. He was a little bit older. And he lived in an island called Modadrum Dweep. Modadrum Dweep. And particularly in one village called Mamagachi. Modadrum Dweep is the Dweepam of Sevanam, Sevanam Dweep. You say, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam, Padasevanam. So each of the nine islands of Navadweep Dham, they represent particular limbs, Navaviti Bhakti, limbs or the angas of devotion. Simanta Dweep is hearing, Shravanam. Simanta Dweep is hearing, Godrum Dweep is chanting, and Samantadweep, Godrundweep, Madhyadweep is remembering, like this, each island. So this Modadrum Dweep, where Sringa Thakur did his bhajan, and where he lived, this is the island of Sevanam, serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Now, that means many things. There are many branches of service, many varieties of service that come under the category of Padasevanam. One, of course, is directly following in the footsteps of Lakshmi Devi, massaging the Lord's feet, as Lakshmi Devi does in Vaikuntha, or following in the footsteps of Das Goswami, who's also in Nitya Lila and Radha Krishna Lila, Rati Manjari. The Rati Manjari does this charna massage of Krishna. Rupa Manjari massages the feet of Radharani. And Rati Manjari, or Das Goswami, he massages, or she massages the feet of Krishna. This is Padasevanam. But besides directly massaging the feet of the Lord, Charana, Seva, Padasevanam includes Thakurji Darshan for the sadhaka. We are sadhakas. So as sadhakas practicing devotion, Padasevanam includes serving the Vaishnavas, serving prasad, washing their clothes, helping them in different ways. Padasevanam includes serving Vaishnavas, serving Tulsi, taking darshan of the Lord, Thakurji Parikrama, Mandir Parikrama, Dham Parikrama, Navadweep Dham Parikrama. We have that 9 days for the nine islands. And Brajmandal Parikrama, Giriraj Parikrama, Vrindavan Parikrama. All these Parikramas come under Padasevanam. So many, many services. But Sringa Thakur, he lived on the island of Padasevanam, Modadrum Dweep, and Navadweep, and he showed by his example how to engage in Padasevanam. Specifically, he was serving the lotus feet of his Ishtadev. His Ishtadev is Madan Gopal, Radharani and Madan Gopal. I believe it's Madan Gopal. Modadrum Dweep and Mamagachi, very tall deity of Krishna. Beautiful deity, very tall, blue deity, Shamsundar. So there's Madan Gopala there. So every day, Sharanga Thakur, he would go into the forest, he would collect firewood, dry sticks and leaves to do the cooking for Thakurji, and collect some gober, some cow dung, and collect some shak. You know, there's so many kinds of wild shak growing, you know, spinach and leafy vegetables, Brahmi shak and palak shak and this one and that one. He would collect all these to make sabji. And then he would do the Thakur seva, Madan Gopal, Thakurji snan, bathing the Lord, and then vesh, shringar, decorating, then arti, and then cooking, rasuya banaya, cooking, offering food, and then kirtan, so many sevas throughout the day. So many artiks, so many bhog offerings. Sharanga was fully engaged. Then in the evening, after Thakurji was put to sleep, Madan Gopal, he would take his vishram. Then Sharanga Thakur would cross the Ganga, and he would run down the street to Shiva Sangam, and he would enter there, into the Gupta Sangha of those 200 Vaishnavas, those 200 very special and fortunate Gaura Bhaktas, those Antaranga Bhaktas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those Prema Bhaktas, who could take part in the evening Sankirtan. There were thousands and thousands of devotees in Mayapur at the time, mostly devotees of Shakti. They were Shaktas and Durga. But many of them were also Vishnu worshippers and Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But 200 of them, a select 200, were allowed to enter inside the gate of the compound of Shiva Sangam and take part in the Sankirtan every night for 1 year. The Sharanga Thakur would go there and dance with Lord Chaitanya in the kirtan, then go back home. So at this time, when Sharanga Thakur was doing his puja, seva puja for Madan Gopal, and taking part in the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya was sometimes, I mean this is before the kirtan, but before that he was attending school there with Gangadas, and he would pass by Sharanga Thakur's temple, and in front of the temple of Sharanga Thakur there was a beautiful tree, a bakul tree, these little tiny white flowers on the roadway, the entrance road in Mayapur going into Radha Madhav's temple. There are many bakul trees, bakul, growing there on either side, which is interesting because in the Yogapit, the Mayapur Yogapit, or the Vrindavan Yogapit at Govindastali, Divyad Vrindaranyakalpajumada, Sriman Ratnagara Simhasanasto, Sri Sri Radha Govinda Devo, Prishtya Aldabi, Sevyamano, Swarami. And this prayer, which is the Govinda Dev, Abhideya Stotram, this prayer by Krishnadas Kaviraj, Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpajumado. He's describing the Yogapit, Radha Govinda's Yogapit. And in that place, that is where Radha and Krishna receive puja and one can meditate there. So Mayapur has the same thing. There's a Yogapit of Mayapur. So it's described that the Yogapit is Jagannath Bhavan, the house of Jagannath Mishra. And in the courtyard there, there's a beautiful golden temple and Gauranga is there with Panchatattva. But it's described that in four directions, going north, south, east, and west from the Yogapit, Gauranga Yogapit, Mayapur, there are four lanes, four pathways going to the Ganga, which goes around the island of Antardweep, where Chaitanya, where Mayapur is. So those two branches of the Ganga, they go around. Then there's four pathways that go to the Ganga on all four sides. And each of those pathways are lined with trees. One is lined with bokul trees. The other is on both sides. It means lined, this side, that side, this side. Kadamba trees. So when you enter the Mayapur temple of ISKCON, it's very much, it's a udipana or an excitant or a stimulant for remembering the Nitya Leela of Gauranga, because it's the same way. There's bakul trees on both sides, and you go in this pathway from the Ganga, and then you have the darshan of Radha Madhav. We're situated in the center of the lotus flower at the Yogapit. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would pass by every day and see this beautiful bakul tree. And sometimes after school, he would go there and rest under the tree. He would rest there. And then he was appreciating the fragrance of the Bokul flowers, and he would take Madan Gopal's prasad. One day, he came there and he saw the tree was drying up. And the Sringa Thakur, he was crying. He was very unhappy. Oh, this beautiful tree, Bokul tree, providing nice shade for Thakurji, nice shade in front of the temple entrance, and nice beautiful flowers for Mala. Krishna very much likes Bokul flowers. He puts them into his top knot, into his top knot. He puts little garlands of Bokul. And Radharani very much likes to put Bokul flowers in her beni. Very fragrant and beautiful. So he was feeling unhappy. When Lord Chaitanya said, oh, the tree is drying up, appears to be dying. So Lord Chaitanya embraced that Bokul tree. As soon as Lord Chaitanya, his beautiful golden arms, entwined around the trunk of that Bokul tree, immediately all fresh leaves came out, and beautiful flowers, and they started dropping down as they do. Bokul flowers just drop on their own. They rain down so nicely. So they were dropping down. And by the touch of Lord Chaitanya, that tree, although appearing to die, became alive again. And after that incident, that Bokul tree became known as Siddha Bokul. That tree had attained the perfection of the Gauranga Lingita, the loving embrace of Lord Gauranga. And after so many years, many times, a branch will fall from that tree, one limb, and devotees will collect that and they'll make japa beads, kantimala, from that Bokul wood, considering that this is Siddha Bokul, just like the Bokul tree in Puri, Haridas Thakur chanted under. So the place is famous for that Siddha Bokul tree. The Sringa Thakur, he was absorbed in the service of the Lord, but he was also very fearless. Of course, we cannot imitate. There's Anusharan and Anukaran. Anusharan means to take shelter and follow the teachings. And Anukaran means to imitate the devotee. But Sringa Thakur, being totally fearless and totally dependent on the Lord, he would often wander sometimes in the forest, in the jungle, in Motadrum Dweep. And there'd be tigers there, the famous Bengali tigers, very big size. And he would go up to them, hey, Baba, cha. He would slap the tigers in the face, hey, Haribo, Gauranga, Gauranga. And he would slap them in the face, and there'd be poisonous snakes, cobras, and he would pick them up, hey, chant the holy names. And they would, shh. In their own way, they're chanting. It throw them. It is fearless. But we, you know, we see one little mouse in the ashram and we start jumping. Oh, chua, chua, chua. But the Sringa, of course we can't imitate, but these are when they write the glories of Sringa, the acharyas mention these things. They're a very, very special devotee of the Lord, and he was teaching us by his example to be a humble servant of the servant of the servant. Of the lotus feet of Krishna. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor, Dasana Dasana Dasa. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabya Britya. Ekala Ishvara Krishna. Krishna is the only Ishvara and everyone else sub. Everyone else is Britya. Britya means servant. Daso Smi. Krishna, he didn't say when there were so many services to render to the Lord, he didn't say, oh, I can't collect firewood. I'm a Brahmin. I can't go out to the forest and collect firewood. I can't do jaro seva. I can't sweep the temple grounds. I can't do mandira marjanando. I cannot clean the temple because, you know, I'm born in Brahmin family. And this jaro seva, this is bhangi. This is for bhangis. This is not for me. And we say, oh. But he showed, no. No, no upadi. Sarva upadi vinir muktam. Sarva upadi vinir muktam. Tatvat paratvena nirmalam. He had pure consciousness. Pure seva bhav. Seva bhav. What does bhav mean? Bhav means, where is the position? What is the position of your heart? That is your bhav. Are you an Ishvara bhav? Or Prakriti bhav? Or Ishvara bhav? Are you in the bhava of the Prakriti or Purusha? Externally you can show Tilak, Danda, and Sannyas, so many things, but what is your actual heart? When we look inside your heart, we see, oh, you have the heart of an enjoyer. You like women and money and food. So we might say, yes, I'm Krishna's servant, you know, Krishna Das, Chaitanya Das, Radhika Dasi, and we make a good show. We look in the heart and we say, oh, this heart is actually full of enjoying spirit. So this is not the Seva Bhav. The Seva Bhav is Krishna, I am yours, and you are mine. Whatever you want, that's what I want. Ai nanda tano jakinkaram patitam bam mishame babam budo kripya tava parapankajas titaduli sadrisham vijintya. I'm your servant. You want, oh, you want me to sweep? I sweep. You want me to wash? I wash. You want me to drive? I drive. You want me to do puja? I do puja. You want me to do sringar? I do sringar. Suchi seva, jaru seva, Pushpa Seva, Mala Seva, Vaishnav Seva, Rasuya Seva, Thakurji Seva, Jap Seva, Kirtan Seva, Prasad Seva, Sharira Vidija, hey, Prasad Seva, okay, I'll do that service too. We're very good at that service. Everyone is expert, Daksha, Prasad Seva, Daksha. Very expert in the service of Prasad. Because that meets very nicely, that makes a very nice bondage with our enjoying spirit. Oh yeah, I do this prasad seva because I like to enjoy. I used to eat nice foods, go to all the best Punjabi restaurants. But now I eat here and I go to Govinda's restaurant. So Sranga Thakur, he had seva bhav. He didn't want name or fame or position. He didn't want any kind of enjoyment. Oh Madan Gopal, you are my everything, let me serve you. So maybe we can also pray to Sranga Thakur and this holy deva, his Tirubhav, that please bless me with a drop. Please bless me with a drop of this seva bhav. Let me actually feel myself to be a servant. Let me actually deeply feel my heart. Yes, I want to serve you. Krishna, I want to serve you. I love to serve you. I'm your servant. Oh, my dear Vaishnav, I want to serve you. Not like, oh, okay. Oh yeah, I have to serve this Prabhu. Yeah, Prabhu. Prabhu, the temple president told me I have to serve you. So I'm serving you. And also when he told me, he had a big stick in his hand. He said, if you don't serve this other devotee, pop! Out! No room, no prasad. So yes, I'm serving you. Oh Prabhu, I've come to serve you. Oh, that's very nice. I'm very surprised. Why have you come? Well, I was ordered by the temple president. Oh, that sounds very spontaneous. That sounds very affectionate and very loving and very devotional. Certainly I would love to accept your service, but no thanks. Krishna doesn't want service, he wants prem. Prem seva. You ever hear this term? Prem seva, prem seva. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prem se kaha. We should say prem se kaha. Prem kaha, where's the prem? There's lots of work going on. There's lots of work. You work for me, I work for you. But where's the seva, which is backed by the bhava? Seva is behind the seva is the bhava, the love for the Vaishnavas, the love for the devotees, the love for the temple, the love for the dham, the love for guru, guru bhakti, Vaishnava bhakti, Krishna bhakti. This is what is required, seva bhav. The Sranga Thakur, Sharanga. What is it, Sranga? It means the bow, is that Sharanga? Krishna's bow, Krishna's danu is called Sharanga, is that right? Saranga, Saranga. So see, if he's Sharanga, then he's Sharananga. Each limb of his body was Sharan, was taking shelter of Krishna's seva. Like Ambarish Maharaj, he was Sharana, Sharananga. Sharanga, right? We can say Saranga, Saranga, or Sharananga. The Sharana means surrender, right? Shelter, Ashraya. That's Sa, but what does Sharan mean? What does surrender mean? What's the word for surrender? Sharan. So Sharananga. This is what I'm trying to explain. Surrender. I think you understand he's being technical. Sharan. So this is the idea. He's showing that every limb of mine is completely surrendered humbly for the pleasure and service of Krishna. I don't have any second consideration. Oh, I can do this service, but not this. This is called ahoitaki apratiyata. Ahoitaki apratiyata means no condition. Ahoituki apratiyata. This Bhagavat say, but there should be no condition. Oh, you know, I'm Brahman Janam, and you know, I'm very suchi, you know, I'm very suchi, I'm very clean. So I cannot touch the jaru. You know, the jaru. In my life, I never touched a jaru. In my life, I never touched a jaru. This, you know, we call some muchi come in and tat-tat-tat, and we pay 1 rupee, chalo. But we can't touch the jaru. I'm very clean, I'm very paka Brahman. And we say, my dear paka Brahman, you're bogus. You're not very clean at all. If I look inside your heart, you can say you're very clean by achar, or by janam, lakshana, or by samskaras. But if I look in your heart, I say, ooh, so many black things in there. You're saying you're very clean, you can't touch the jaru. But I see your heart is blacker than the pit of coal. There's so much lust lying in your heart. There's so much greed lying in your heart. There's so much desire for adoration, profit, distinction. Oh, let's close that up. So generally in this Kali Yuga, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Brahman Janam, Kshatriya Janam, Vaishya Janam, Mlecha Janam, et sub Shudra. Everyone is dirty. Shudra means dirty. Shudra means dirty mind. Dirty mind. You can have any kind of janam, but what is your mind and what is your heart? Oh, Sharanga Thakur, he's teaching this nice example. So we can pray to him that this samseva bhav will come into our mind and heart, and we will actually really feel as Daso Smi. I am a servant of the servant of the servant. Krishna, oh Gurudev, please give me any service. I have no conditions. I am Gurupad Ashraya. I am taking shelter of your feet. Please accept me as your own. Please connect me to the Lord. Give me any service. High, low, in between. Muchi, suchi, kuchi, buchi. Any kind of service. It doesn't matter. I will do. So this is one teaching we can derive from Sharanga Thakur's life. In Nitya Leela, he serves the Lord in the form of a female, and her name is Nandi Mukhi. Nandi Mukhi is the Brahmana. She's a Brahmani in Krishna Leela. She is a sister of Madhu Mangal, and she is the daughter of Sandipani Muni. Sandipani Muni is her father. As you know, Krishna and Balaram went to school in Ujjain at the school of Sandipani Muni. So his two children, they and his mother is Purnamasi, is the mother of Sandipani Muni. Purnamasi came to Vrindavan, and Madhu Mangal came to Vrindavan, and this Nandi Mukhi all came to Vrindavan to take part in Krishna's pastimes. Of course, that's like an eternal situation. So this is Sharanga Thakur. He has eternal service in Gaur Leela and eternal service in Krishna Leela. One other point I almost forgot is that he never initiated any disciples. Sharanga Thakur never initiated any disciples. And one day Lord Chaitanya said, why don't you initiate? You're qualified. You should initiate some disciples. So then he felt inspired to carry out that order of Lord Chaitanya. So the next day he said, all right, I'm going to bathe in the Ganga, my pratak snan. The first person I see, I will give them diksha. So he went to the Ganga early in the morning, sunrise. He didn't see anyone. He was taking bath in the Ganga. And then one dead body came and brushed against him. Because his sankalpa, Saranga Sankalpa, was to give diksha to the first person I see, then that power, that extraordinary spiritual power of Saranga Thakur made that dead body, who happened to be a young boy, come back to life. And then the person immediately surrendered to Saranga Thakur, and he got the name Saranga Murari. Saranga Murari. And it's explained that this boy, the day before that, he was supposed to get diksha. It was he was serving under a guru for 1 year, and he was supposed to receive diksha, but he got bitten by a snake. A sarp, cobra bit him, and then he died. And so sometimes when they're bitten, they just throw them in the Ganga. So they threw him in the Ganga the night before, or that morning. And he was floating down, and then that boy hit Saranga Thakur, and he got his diksha. A different guru gave him his diksha, but diksha he got. So he became a great devotee of the Lord, Saranga Murari. And so this is the power of the Lord's order. When the Lord gives an order to his devotee, then the devotee must submit to that order, humbly submit to that order, and all the power to execute that order will come to him or to her. So Saranga Lord Chaitanya said, Saranga, you should initiate. So you've been waiting so long, you're not initiating when you should initiate someone. And so he accepted that order from Lord Chaitanya. The next day he said, all right. And then so powerful was that order from Lord Chaitanya that he became completely empowered. Right? Kali Kalera Dharma Krishnanam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartan. But real life is kirtan. Kirtan is life. One who is chanting Krishna Kirtan, he has life. The soul is alive and engaged in Nitya Seva, the Lord. This is life. So every guru actually brings dead people back to life. Like Saranga Thakur. We were dead to spiritual life. We were dead to awareness of Krishna. Dead to the Seva of Krishna. But by Guru's touch, Saranga Thakur, he touched this dead boy, and the boy came back to life, and when he said, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Dasosmi, you're my Gurudev, hey, Guru Parashraya. And bhakti starts. So by the touch of Guru, a dead man becomes alive. If the Guru is electrified, if the Guru is spiritualized, with Krishna Shakti. Krishna Shakti nahi, Tara Pavartan. If he has no Krishna Shakti, he cannot establish Krishna consciousness. So these are some points to consider on this auspicious day of Saranga Thakur's Tirobhav. Srila Saranga Thakur ki jai.